Once again, we are privileged to hear from the Lord.
再一次，我哋有呢个特权可以听神嘅说话。
So as we would wait to hear from the Lord, let us prepare our hearts that the Spirit may speak to us.
让我哋预备我哋嘅心，让圣灵向我哋说话。
Let's spend a moment in silent prayer as we would come before the Lord, each and every one of us.
我哋每一个人静默一刻嚟到我哋嚟到神嘅面前。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲仁爱天父,
we give you thanks.
我们感谢你,
we thank you for this opportunity.
感谢你给我们有这样的机会,
Lord, to sit and to hear from you.
来到静坐, 聆听你的话语,
we pray that your Spirit would work mightily in our hearts.
求你的圣灵在我们心里面工作,
Lord, that we may understand,
让我们去明白,
and also apply it to our lives.
应用在我们的生命当中。
We pray that you grant us grace.
求你赐给我们恩典。
Transform us even this day.
改变我们。
So that, Lord, we would show forth Christ.
以致我们可以彰显基督。
As you live in our lives.
你是活在我们生命里面。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen. The culture of our society is in complete chaos.
我们今天社会的文化是一片混乱。
We are living in the most tolerant of intolerant societies.
我们是活在一个最能够容忍不容忍的社会里面。
We are to learn to accept everyone.
我们学习去接纳任何人。
Anyone.
每一个人。
No matter what.
所有人无论何人。
Yet this tolerance can only accept those who agree with them.
但是这个容忍呢只不过是可以接纳那些跟他们意见相同的人。
Now we would not dare to think.
我们不敢去想象。
Of saying something that might offend them.
说些东西去得罪他们。
Now they might be able to say things to offend us.
但是他们可以说些去得罪我们。
But you cannot offend them.
但是我们不可以得罪他们。
You know, any mistaken word we might speak.
如果你说错一句话。
Might end the way we are used to living.
可能你就失去了你的生活的方式。
Say the wrong thing.
你说错话。
And you can get labeled for life.
你就可以终身被贴上了标签。
You'll be labeled as that intolerant person.
人家就说你是一个不容忍的人。
And you therefore might lose your job.
你或者可能你的工作都会没了。
And you'll be ostracized from society.
或者被社会去排斥。
So how are we a tolerant society then?
那我们为什么会是一个容忍的社会呢?
We have learned to accept lies as a way of life.
我们也都学习了去接纳谎言是一个生活的方式。
You know, we say that everyone lies.
那我们说个个都讲大话的啦。
You know, lies about something, so it's no big deal.
所以就是无伤大雅。
You know, our words have very little meaning nowadays.
我们的说话也都没什么价值。
Now, our word is no longer our bond.
我们所说的话是没什么约束的了。
So we find that we must have contracts for everything.
那我们就觉得每一样东西都要有一个合约。
And even those contracts will be contested in court.
就算这些合约都可以告到上法庭。
And politicians.
政客呢?
They make promises all the time.
他们时时都有很多的应许。
And they don't keep them.
但是他们不守这些诺言。
You know, those promises sound good to our voting public.
这些诺言呢对那些选民来说呢好像很好听。
But see, we have come to accept the fact that politicians will not keep their promises.
但是呢我们也都接纳了这个事实这些政客呢是不会履行他们的诺言的。
So all of us have become doubting Thomases.
那我们个个呢就变成了多疑怀疑的多马。
You know, we say to ourselves, I'll believe it when I see it.
那我们就说我见到呢就信了。
This is the sad testimony of our society today.
这个是对我们今天的社会一个很可悲的见证。
But this problem is not something out there in society only.
但是这个问题不单只是在社会上。
It might also translate into our spiritual lives also.
也都是在我们的属灵的生命里面。
Now, when we come across prophecies in the Bible,
and
the promises of God,
神的应许,
we can easily make the mistake
那我们呢,
to not to take them as face value.
不是认真地去面对,
you know, they might be nice words, nice promises.
好像这些都是挺好听,是挺好的应许,
but we also sometimes begin to ask, are they really true?
但是我们就会问这个问题,是不是真的呢?
Now, in this passage in Mark,
马可福音这段经文,
the birth of John the Baptist is to help us to remember.
施洗约翰就是这个出生，就是帮助我们去明白。
To remember that the prophecies of God spoken, no matter how long ago, will always be fulfilled.
让我们记得神的话语，神的应许，无论是几耐之前，都是一定会成就的。
See, Mark is now reminding us of the two Old Testament prophecies that were spoken many years ago.
马可就是提醒我们在很久以前，很多年前先知所讲的话。
So Mark is basically citing from Malachi chapter 3, verse 1.
马可就是讲到在马拉基书三章一节那里。
And also secondly from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3.
亦都在以赛亚书那里。
Now Isaiah spoke some 600 years before the birth of John.
以赛亚就是在约翰出生之前600年讲这个预言。
And some of us might think that's a very long time.
有些人就说这个是很长的时间。
And so that would easily lead the people, especially in that day, to doubt the word of God.
很容易就是让人，特别是当时的人，去怀疑神的话语。
They might still, like us, might think these are words just that the society ends up using.
我们就觉得这些可能就是社会上用的话语啫。
Now Malachi
马拉基呢?
Spoke some 400 years earlier before, and he was the last prophet of God.
就是在之前的400年是讲这个预言。
So Malachi speaks for God to the people.
马拉基是代表神向人说话。
But that was some 400 years earlier before the birth of John.
但是就是在约翰出生之前的400年前讲。
After Malachi, there was no word from God for 400 years.
马拉基之后呢,400年里面没有神的话语。
The people did not hear any longer from God.
人没有再听到神的话语。
And so during this long period,
在这段这么长的时间里面,
easily the people would mistakenly think that God was not ever going to fulfill his promises.
人呢就很容易会觉得神呢不会再成就他的应许了。
400 years.
400年。
How many generations was that?
有几多代啊?
So most of them probably even have forgotten what the Lord has said.
很多人可能已经忘记了神的话。
And so we too sometimes might come to this problem.
可能我们呢也会有这样的问题。
You know, does God speak to us any longer? We don't hear any prophets, do we?
神有没有再向我们说话呢? 我们都没有听到有什么先知讲话, 是吧?
You know, in Hebrews chapter 1,
希伯来书, 一章,
it says, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world.
希伯来书一章，神记在古时，藉着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世，藉着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。
See, God spoke in days of ago, long ago, by the prophets.
神就是在古时藉着先知向我们说话。
But it tells us in Hebrews that God now has given us something even greater.
但希伯来书这里告诉我们,神给我们现在有些更伟大的。
He has given us his word.
就是将他的道赐给我们。
The word written, unchanging for all of time.
这些没有改变的话。
And that word was his very own son, Jesus Christ.
这个道就是神,就是他自己神的儿子。
In the Gospel of John, it tells us that this the word of God is Jesus Christ.
约翰福音话俾我哋听，呢个道就是神，就系耶稣基督。
So the birth of John the Baptist.
咁施洗约翰嘅出生
was the beginning of the fulfillment of God's promise to send a redeemer to the world.
就系开始应神成就神嘅应许，将呢个救世主嚟到世界。
In other words, the birth of and the coming of Jesus Christ was not an afterthought of God.
就系话耶稣基督嘅降世唔系神嘅之后嘅马后炮。
It was God's plan from the very beginning.
而系神一早就预咗呢个计划。
It was part of His plan in creation.
喺创世嗰时嘅计划。
And we see it when He confronts Adam and Eve after they have sinned against them.
我哋睇到当亚当夏娃犯罪嘅时候，神系点样同佢讲
？See, as God pronounces judgment upon them against and especially against Satan for his part in their sin.
神审判佢哋，特别系审判撒旦，佢参与喺呢个罪里边。
In Genesis chapter
3, 創世記三章,
I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
我又叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Jesus was coming into the world even at the beginning.
耶稣就是在这个开始的时候已经是预了进入世界。
And so this passage in Mark emphasizes that God's word will always come true.
那马可福音这段的经文就是说到神的话是一定会成就的。
Do you trust the truthfulness of God's words?
那你信不信神话语的真实性呢？
Do you trust God's faithfulness to keep His promises?
你相唔相信神嘅信实系一定会成就佢嘅应许咧
？Are there any doubts in your mind that God will do as He says?
你会唔会怀疑神系咪真系会成就佢所讲嘅咧
？What promises do you have that you're looking upon in your life?
喺你嘅生命里边，你有啲咩嘅应许你可以揸紧嘅咧
？Do you know that they will come true?
你知唔知道一定会成就咧？
Or you sort of thinking, it's nice, but I don't know.
或者你觉得都几好啦，但系我都唔清楚。
God will fulfill His word.
神系会成就佢嘅话语。
So after a drought of over 400 years,
咁过咗四百年嘅干旱之后
，So God is now providing a very distinct message of the offering of repentance.
神而家就高有提供一个好。独特的信息就是怎样去悔改。
Now, they haven't heard from God for 400 years.
他们四百年都没有听到神的话了。
And so now this offering of repentance was a message that would reach and touch the hearts of the people they hear it.
那这个悔改的信息呢就会去到听的人的心里面。
Just imagine how they must have felt.
想象一下他们是怎样的感觉。
To hear, finally,That God is talking to them.
终于听到神向你说话。
And here is now a prophet from God.
咁呢度有一个从神嚟嘅先知。
Calling them to repent of their sins.
叫佢哋去悔改，从佢嘅罪里边。
Now John the Baptist was in the mold of the prophets of old, like Elijah.
咁约翰系根据古时嘅先知嘅模型。好似以利亞咁樣。
We see in 2 Kings chapter 1.
我哋喺列王記下第一章。
And it describes Elijah.
講到以利亞。
He wore a garment of hair with a belt of leather about his waist.
佢身穿毛衣，腰束皮帶。
And this was, and he was introduced as Elijah the Tishbite.
咁佢就係提斯比人以利亞。
God was now giving to them
神现在给一个
an opportunity to receive cleansing from their sins.
给一个机会他们可以从他们的罪里面得到洁净。
Now this was an old message of the prophets of old from the very beginning.
这个是一个旧的预言是从古时就有的。
But this is now a new message, I mean a message, old message with a new twist.
但是这个旧信息有一个新变化。
John was baptizing people as they came to him.
咁当人嚟到约翰嗰度咧，佢就同为佢哋施洗。
And it is a remarkable thing to see that the Lord is accomplishing through the preaching of John the Baptist.
就系睇到神藉住施洗嘅约翰嘅宣讲，成就咗啲乜嘢
？John the Baptist, the last of the prophets.
就系施洗约翰就系最后一个先知。
Now it tells us not only some were coming to John.
呢个讲到唔单止系一部分嘅人会去到约翰嗰度。
It says all of the country of Judea and Jerusalem.
系讲到犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人。
They were all going to John and confessing their sins to be baptized by John.
佢哋都去到约翰嗰度承认佢哋嘅罪，俾让佢受洗。
Now.We might not know exactly how big those cities and that area of that country is.
咁我哋唔知道嗰个地区嗰个国嗰个地方有几大。
But John the Baptist must have been very busy.
但系我哋想象施洗约翰好忙。
I think he might get tired from just baptizing people.
或者佢为人施洗，帮人施洗都好攰啊。
But there was now an offer of relief for the people for their sins.
但系而家有一个嘅解决就系帮。人的罪得到赦免
that they could come to John and confess their sins and receive forgiveness.
他们就是去到约翰那里去承认他们的罪得到赦免
And it reminds us, therefore, and tells us the importance of confession of our sins.
这里告诉我们听我们承认我们的罪是很重要
It's a vital part of our repentance.
是我们悔改的一个很重要的一部分
Now, it's good to repent, to confess our sins in general.
咁我哋普遍咁认我哋嘅罪系好。
Then we might do this regularly, say, "God forgive me for my sins today."
或者我哋都好时时都咁话神赦免我今日嘅罪。
It's good to do that.
系咁样做好。
But it's extremely helpful for us to try earnestly to identify our particular sins.
但系如果我哋好认真嘅、切实嘅去辨认我哋有啲乜嘢嘅罪咧，系更加有帮助。
If we can remember.And identify the sins that we have committed, and that we would bring before the Lord.
如果我哋可以谂起我哋犯咗啲乜嘢嘅罪，可以带到神嘅面前。
Because this enables us to realize what we have done specifically in offending God and hurting others.
让我哋可以知道我哋特别犯咗乜嘢嘅罪，系得罪咗神同埋伤害咗人。
You know, husband and wives.
夫妇。
You know, if your husband does something to you as a wife,
如果你的丈夫做了什么事,
and he comes to you and says, "Forgive me."
如果他来到你面前说, 对不起,
and you say, "For what?"
那你会说, 什么啊?
And he'll say, "I don't know."
那如果他说, 我不知道,
just forgive me.
只是, 赦免我吧?
Why, how would you feel?
原谅我吧? 那你会觉得怎么样?
Would you feel, Great, oh, he's asking for forgiveness.
咁你会唔会话，唉，真系好啦，佢叫我原谅佢。
Or you say, what, you mean you don't know why what you've done?
咁你会唔会，或者你会话，你唔知道你自己做错咗啲乜嘢
？And you say, I don't know.
咁如果你话我唔知
，Guess what?
咁点咧
？I can almost guarantee that your wife would be mad at you after that.
咁我可以保证你嘅太太更加嬲你。
You know, confessing our sins in general is good.
如果我哋普遍咁认我哋嘅罪系好。
But we need to know that what we have done, and if we can, and we need to identify them so that we can really bring it before the Lord.
但系如果我哋真系可以去认清楚边一样，然后带到神嘅面前，
so we can ask the Spirit of God to help us.
所以我哋要求圣灵帮助我哋。
To enable us to fight and put to death that sin.
让我哋去征战，去让呢个罪置于死地。
And that we would ask him to help us no longer to commit that sin.
让我哋唔好再犯呢个罪。
And you know what? It helps us keep track of our progress against sin.
咁样亦都可以帮助我哋去睇下我哋点样去喺罪里边得胜。
That you can tell that you have you actually been able to overcome that sin in your life.
咁你都可以睇到你真系喺你嘅生命里边系咪可以胜过呢一个嘅罪
？And it keeps us diligent, therefore waging against the sins of our life in our lives.
可以帮助我哋更加嘅致力去同我哋生命里边嘅罪争战。
So John introduces this baptism as a sign of the cleansing of sin and the forgiveness of sin.
咁約翰咧就係採用呢一個嘅記號，就是、洗禮嘅記號，讓我哋去代表我哋嘅罪得赦免。
But see, water baptism is only an external sign.
但係呢個水禮咧，只不過係一個外在嘅表現。
It only identifies external cleansing of our sins.
外在嘅記號代表我哋嘅罪得到清潔。
And the same for the baptism that is given today.
同樣，我哋今日嘅洗禮亦都一樣。
It is no more effective as the more effective than the baptism that John committed when he did so some 2,000 years ago.
比起約翰喺2000年前嘅施洗，冇咩特別嘅唔同。
It's no more effective unless it is joined by faith in Jesus Christ.
除非係憑住信心喺耶穌基督裏邊。
See, that's why baptism is a means of grace.
洗禮係一個恩典嘅途徑。
But it's only a means of grace that brings to us God's grace if we do so in faith in Jesus Christ.
唯有藉住我哋嘅睇耶穌基督裏邊嘅信心呢一個嘅恩典先臨到我哋。
You know, some people mistakenly think that water baptism means that their sins are forgiven. All the sins, and they don't have to worry about it any longer.
有啲人就以為錯誤咁以為受洗之後咧，我哋所有嘅罪都係得到赦免啦。
But see, unless it's true repentance,
但係除非我哋有真正嘅悔改。
You know, repentance means turning away from our sins and turning to Christ.
悔改嘅意思就係話要轉離我哋嘅罪而轉向神。
Turning to Christ and believing and trusting that He died as payment for our sins.
轉向基督，相信佢嘅受死係為我哋嘅罪付上嘅代價。
So without that faith in Jesus Christ is a useless ceremony.
冇咗呢個喺基督裏邊嘅信心，呢個只不洗禮只不過係一個冇用嘅禮儀。
You know, just this example.
俾個例子。
You know, you have a cup.
你有一個杯。
You wash the outside really clean, sparkling.
你出邊抹得洗得好乾淨。
But you left all the gunk stuck on the inside.
入邊嗰啲漬咧仲喺度。
Would you use that cup?
咁你會唔會用嗰杯咧
？I don't think I would.
我都唔會啦。
That's the same thing.
就係咁樣。
See, is the baptism that only washes the outside?
洗禮只不過係外在嘅清潔。
See.But John the Baptist's message of repentance and forgiveness of sin was only part of the of God speaking to the people.
咁施洗約翰嘅信息，去受洗罪得赦免係神向人説話嘅信息嘅一部分。
That was not the whole message.
唔係整個嘅信息。
John's most important purpose.
約翰最緊要嘅目的就係
was to point to the coming of the true Messiah.
指向嚟緊嘅真正嘅彌賽亞。
The Redeemer that God was providing.
神為我哋供應嘅救主。
The Redeemer that would save us from our sins.
呢個救主會拯救我哋，從我哋嘅罪裏邊拯救我哋。
And so John now introduces Jesus as someone who would be mightier than he himself.
咁約翰而家就介紹一個人比佢更加有能力嘅。
You know, we see here that John, in his ministry,
咁我哋睇到喺約翰佢嘅事工裏邊
，all of Judea and Jerusalem was coming out to see him.
猶太全地同埋耶路撒冷嘅人都嚟見佢。
And you would think, therefore, here is a pretty popular guy.
咁你都覺得佢係一個好出名嘅人，係咪
？But see, in his carrying out the purpose of God.
但係喺佢行出神嘅旨意嘅時候
，even though he was doing all these wonderful things，
雖然佢做咗咁多嘅美好嘅事
，he was humbled by the one that was to come after him。
佢係好謙卑嘅，因為佢之後嚟嗰個係更大。
Because John knows and understands his purpose in life。
因為佢知道，佢明白佢生命嘅目的。
He knows that he's only to be a herald, a messenger。
佢只不過係一個使者
，the messenger of the coming of the Savior of the world，
就係呢個世界嘅救主嘅使者。
He was to point people to Jesus Christ.
And so
God chose him for this very particular role.
神就是選擇他，揀選他做這個角色。A
very important role.
這個非常重要的角色。
But John embraces this role with humility.
但是約翰就是用謙卑來去履行他的角色。
John doesn't presume for himself that he is more important than he truly was. He doesn't let his fame and popularity go to his head.
But
if we look around our society today,
you
see some evidence of people who get famous and it goes to their head.
You know,
you see the obscure actors. But they landed some big role in a good movie.
And they
become famous.
這樣就成了名。
And you can find that many of them get carried away with themselves.
這樣你就覺得很多人都得意忘形的了。
And that fame swells their head.
這樣這個名氣就令到他衝昏頭腦。
And some of them easily become very obnoxious.
這樣就飄飄然，是令人討厭。
And they're prima donnas.
就是很令人討厭的。
Now, it's easy for us to identify those people if we watch any society around us.
我們周圍看看，我們很容易認出這些人。
But to identify those people might be easy.
但你認出那些人呢，或者很容易。
But to identify that in ourselves is a lot harder.
但你有沒有看到你自己都是這樣呢？或者是很困難。
Some of us might have gained some popularity or success in our lives.
我們當中有些人或者都已經出了名，或者幾成功。
Do you let that affect you adversely?
但你有沒有讓這件事影響你呢？
No, first by thinking wrongly.
首先，第一就是或者是負面咁去諗。
That we take pride in our accomplishments.
或者我哋對我哋嘅成功好驕傲。
And we begin to expect recognition from others.
然後期望人哋去承認我哋，讚我哋。
We need to be reminded.
但係我哋要被提醒。
To always know that all things come by the grace of Christ.
所有嘢都係因為耶穌基督嘅恩典。
That we are nothing apart from God's grace.
離開神的恩典，我們一事無成。
So John the Baptist was totally focused upon what he was to do for God.
施洗約翰就是專注目，是他應該為耶穌做些什麼。
You know, Christians, you and I,
我們基督徒,
are called also to a very privileged purpose.
也被呼召有一個很特別的目的。
To proclaim the glories of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But however, sometimes we find it so easily to lose focus.
That we
lack that total focus that John the Baptist had. We get easily distracted by our surroundings and things that are happening around us. Now, we are surrounded by many good things in life. Such as family.
家庭,
you know, our children.
兒女,
you know, even our parents.
或者我們的父母,
there's so many things that we can add to that list that are good things.
我們有很多東西都可以放在清單裡面，這些都是好的事。
God has blessed us with all those things.
神將這些這麼好的所有這些東西賜給我們。
And He has instructed us to take care of the things that He has blessed us with.
他亦都要求我們去管理照顧他賜給我們的東西。
But the problem lies that we can easily be distracted by those things.
但問題就是我們很容易被這些東西分心。
That we lose sight of the main and most important purpose of our lives.
忘記了我們最主要的生活的目的。
Jesus' death on the cross.
耶穌基督在十字架上受死。
Was not secured for us to continue to live the way we used to live.
不是要讓我們可以繼續過我們以往的生活。
He doesn't want us to just enjoy the life that we've had.
不是只是要我們去享受我們以往的生活。
In Acts chapter 1 it says,
使徒行傳一章這樣說,
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
So what keeps John the Baptist so intently focused upon proclaiming God's word, in their present situation?
咁有乜嘢可以令到施洗约约翰喺佢当时嘅时候系咁专心嘅注目佢嘅事工咧
？That he was so focused to keep pointing to the future, that God was telling them about.
佢就系咁专心嘅指导将来神要话俾佢哋听嘅事。
What kept them able to keep that focus was the humility of knowing the one he was about to tell people about.
就是因为他谦卑知道他要告诉人听的那一位是谁。
John puts it in a very distinct way.
他说得一个很特别，他用一个很特别的方式来表达。
He said that he was not worthy even to untie the strap of the sandals of he who was coming.
他就是说到有一位在我以后来的，我要弯腰给他解鞋带也不配。
Now, how many of you think you're worthy of untying someone else's shoes?
咁有幾多人覺得你係配去幫人哋解鞋帶嘅咧？
Now, in other words, if I come to you and says, "Would you like to untie my shoes?"
如果我嚟到你面前話，你可唔可以幫我解鞋帶啊？你會點諗咧？
How would you feel?
你會點諗咧？
Say, "Who are you?"
你話你係邊啊？你係邊個啊？
But John says, "I'm not worthy to even untie the straps of his sandal."
但是约翰说，我连同他解鞋带都不配。
John knew his place in the overall scheme of God's plan.
神知道他在，约翰知道神在他整个计划里面，他自己的身份是什么。
See, we often forget
很多时候我们忘记得
who we are in the light of who Jesus is.
在耶稣是谁和我们是谁的时候，忘记了。
Sometimes we go around comparing ourselves to other people around us. I'm just as good as that person.
我同嗰个人一样咁好啊。
How come he's able to do that and I can't?
点解佢可以做嗰样嘢，我冇得做？
We need to understand who we are in comparison to Jesus Christ.
我哋要知道同耶稣比较，我哋系边个？
Our sinful human nature.
我哋嘅罪嘅人性。
Want to have a say in everything.
要去掌管一切。
We like to think that we have the right to say.
我哋觉得自己有能力去讲乜嘢。
You know, if you know anything about American history,
如果你知道美国嘅历史，
if you heard about the revolution, the Boston Tea Party, anybody remember that at all?
革命，波士顿嘅。
Well, they had a slogan.
佢哋有一个咁样嘅话。
It says.They believe that no taxation without representation.
他们觉得，没代表的税收是不对的。
So they rebelled.
他们就反对。
So we think that we have a right to voice, have a voice in whatever happens in our lives.
所以我们觉得我们无论发生什么事，我们都应该有自己的意见。
Somehow we don't realize.That we deserve nothing.
我们不知道我们其实是不配一切。
But God has given us everything in Christ Jesus.
但是神在基督里面已经赐给我们一切。
So John knows that this is all about Jesus coming into the world.
所以约翰知道就是因为耶稣来到这个世界。
So this Redeemer was not only someone that would be greater than him.
所以这个救主不单止是一个比他更大的。
But this Redeemer would do something even greater than he does.
这个救主要做的事比他更大。
See, John baptized with water.
约翰用水施洗。
But Jesus would come and he says, he will baptize you not only with water, but with the Holy Spirit.
但是约翰说耶稣来不是单止用水和你施洗，而是用圣灵给你施洗。
John's baptism with water represented the external cleaning of sin.
约翰的施洗代用水的施洗代表外在的清洁。
But what Jesus would do would baptize with the Holy Spirit, meaning showing, okay, the giving of life, life everlasting.
但是圣灵的施洗就是代表生命的赐予，是永恒的生命。
See, the Holy Spirit not only cleanses the person externally,
这个圣灵不单只是清洁人的外在，
helping him to live a life that is free, being released from sin,
帮助他过一个生活不受到罪的捆绑。
But it was a life that personally would now be internally cleansed from the power of sin.
但是他的生命也都在内在的，可以从罪的权势里面可以得到赦免。
Now this is baptism in its true meaning.
这个就是施洗的真正的意思。
The baptism that is made possible because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督，所以这个的施洗是可能的。
And it gives therefore the baptism that you receive in the church some true meaning and significance.
令到你睇见喺教会里边嘅施洗系有意思嘅。
It is effective.
系有功效嘅。
As it comes with the Holy Spirit.
就系因为有圣灵。
As you receive your baptism by water and faith.
当你凭住信心接受呢个水嘅洗礼嘅时候。
And so one of the amazing work of the Holy Spirit in a person's life, that they truly believe and receive the Spirit.
所以一个圣灵在人的心里面的工作，就是他们真正的接纳接受圣灵。
It results in true humility.
帮助他们真正是有，结果就是有一个真正的谦卑。
See, the work of God in people brings true humility.
神在人的身上的工作就是带来真正的谦卑。
In John 16 it says,
约翰福音十六章咁讲，
He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Jesus is speaking of the work of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣就系讲到圣灵嘅工作。
This is the work that the Holy Spirit does as he dwells in the heart of every believer.
这就是圣灵在每一个信徒心里面的工作。
He enables the believer to glorify God.
让这个信徒可以去荣耀神。
So that we be able to show forth Christ's glory in word and in deed in our lives.
让我们可以在言语上、行为上彰显神的荣耀。
I mean, a witness in deeds in our lives, that means the way we live our life before the watching world.
我们的行为怎样彰显，就是我们怎样活出我们的生命在这个世界，世人望着我们的时候。
That we show forth the humility of Christ to the world around us.
我们就向我们周围的世界彰显耶稣基督的谦卑。
It's opposite from the way of thinking of society today.
跟我们今天社会所想的是相反的。
That we're to show ourselves and prove and be aggressive.
而是我们讲到我们要去积极的，要去激进，进取。
No.The Spirit of God in our lives would lead us to be humble with our lives.
圣灵在我们的心里面是要我们去谦卑。
And then, so we live in that manner.
我们是这样去生活。
To show those around us how important Jesus Christ is to us.
让我们周围的人看到耶稣基督对我们是多么的重要。
See, one of the most important aspects of living for Christ.
怎样为基督而活的很重要的一方面就是
is to worship him on the Sabbath.
就是在主日敬拜他。
In other words, do we show how important worshiping God is on the Sabbath?
就是我们有没有去表达在主日里面敬拜他有多重要呢？
Or do we show that there's other things more important?
或者我们表达出来的就是其他的东西更重要。
So do we skip coming to worship God?
我们会不会说不来敬拜呢?
When some friend or family comes to visit?
或者有家庭、亲戚、朋友来探我们的时候。
Or maybe when we go on vacation.
或者我们去旅行的时候。
Do we excuse ourselves? We find it easy to excuse ourselves from worshiping God in our lives.
我们有没有找藉口呢? 我们很容易找藉口不去敬拜神的。
See, worshiping God is one of the ways that we glorify God.
敬拜神就是我们去荣耀神的一个方式。
Is that important to you?
对你来讲是不是重要呢?
Now you might think this is some small insignificant issue.
或者你觉得这个是很小的事。
It's really a big indication of your commitment to Christ.
其實亦都係一個好大嘅將顯示你對神嘅委身。
Because other people will see it.
因為其他人會睇見。
They will see it. They'll notice.
佢哋會睇到，佢哋亦都注意到。
How important it is for you to glorify Christ in your life.
你在你的生命里面彰显荣耀基督是有几重要呢
？John 3 it says this.
约翰福音三章咁样讲。
It says he must increase, but I must decrease.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Is that our mindset every day?
呢个系咪我哋每一日嘅心态咧
？That Christ will be increased in our lives.
基督喺我哋生命里面兴旺。
You know, whatever our accomplishments are, do we give credit to Christ?
我哋所成就嘅一切，我哋有冇将呢个荣耀归俾神呢
？Do we know not only lip service, but from sincerely from our hearts that it is all by grace of God?
我哋系咪净系口讲咁样讲咧，而系我哋真正从我哋嘅心里边系知道系神嘅恩典呢
？Describe what the grace of God working, enabling you to do what you do in your life.
系神。嘅恩典令到你可以做你所做嘅一切咧。
When's the last time you did that？
最上一次你系几时咁样咧
？Maybe not in church。
或者唔喺教会里边。
Especially outside, for example。
特别喺外边。
Do you give credit to God for what you are able to do to for your peers around you at work or school wherever？
你所做嘅嘢向你嘅朋友同向你嘅工作。同事或者同學有冇講到呢啲？因為係神嘅恩典咧。
So students, if you get 100 on an exam,
做學生嘅，如果你滿攞到滿分考試
，and your classmates come, oh, you did a great job.
咁你嘅同學同你講，你真係好啦，做得好。
How do you say, oh yeah, I did a good job?
你會唔會話下真係係啊？
Or you say no, I only did it because God enabled me.
或者你會話我能夠做到嘅係因為神嘅恩典幫助我咧
？Small things.
好小嘅事。
But it gives indication of your heart.
就是一个你的心里面的表达的迹象。
Remember, it's all about Jesus.
记得一切都是耶稣。
Is your life all about Jesus?
你的一生是不是全部是因为耶稣呢
？John the Baptist saw and knew that it was all about Jesus.
施洗约翰看到知道。
We are called to give witness to this world.
我哋被呼召要向呢个世界做见证，
that is all about Jesus.
就系因为一切都系耶稣。
Let's spend a moment in prayer before the Lord.
让我哋喺神嘅面前祈祷。
Let's ask Him for the forgiveness of sins that we repent when we do not give credit where credit is due to Jesus Christ in our lives.
赦免我哋嘅罪，我哋去悔改，因为我哋冇当俾当得嘅荣誉荣耀俾神。
And you can practice right now. Think of a specific incident where you did not give credit to Christ when you should have.
你而家就可以去实用实践呢一点，喺某一个事上，你应该将荣耀归俾神，你冇。
And ask for repentance, and He will forgive you.
去悔改，求神赦免你。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲仁爱天父
Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will forgive us.
主啊，我哋求你赦免我哋
When we want to have the attention and the acknowledgement of the world around us.
当我哋需要我哋周围嘅人去承认我哋去表赞扬我哋嘅时候
To think that we need those things.
以为我哋系需要嗰啲嘢
，not realizing that you see us，
唔知道你睇我哋
，that you acknowledge us，
你认识我哋
，you call us your very own，
你呼召我哋成为属于你嘅
，and you love us，
你爱我哋
，you gave us your son，
你将你的儿子赐给我们。
What more do we need?
我们还需要什么更多其他的呢？
Lord, forgive us.
求主赦免我们。
Help us, Lord, to overcome the pride and selfishness of our own hearts.
帮助我们胜过我们心里面的自私和骄傲。
Lord, that we may see Christ.
让我们去寻求基督。
That the world would see Christ in us.
让世人见到在我们身上见到基督。
That your name would be glorified.
让你的名得到荣耀。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.